Well, you know, here's the thing. You know, Matthew 5, 33 through 37 says, again, you have heard it was said to the people long ago, do not break your oath, but fulfill to the Lord the vows you have made. But I tell you, do not swear an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make even one hair white or black. All you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. So, you know, basically that saying, you know, just don't make a bunch of vows. So, like, basically all these New Year's resolutions that people, you know, go for, they're going for all this and that. But at the same time, yes, it's okay to make plans.
Yeah.
But we have to hold them with open hands, leaving room for God, of course. You know, we don't just leave things up to chance. God did give us a brain to use. But, you know, we hold all our plans with open hands, saying, if it is the Lord's will, we will live here or do this or that, as James 4 says. So that's what we got to do with New Year's resolutions is, you know, plan ahead for the new year. You know, take stock of what you did the last year and then see what you can do to be better by this time next year.
Yeah, totally. And I think that's something that not even like, it's not even a worldly thing. I think like there's your, you know, things you're doing in your life, but I think not being just content with where you are in your walk, like, oh, like I know all my books in my Bible, I've read through it a couple times and all this, like wanting to improve year by year and maybe not even necessarily waiting for January 1st, but really making that effort to, yeah, to improve and always be seeking God for him to like mold us. And because ultimately, like, the ceilings or the sky's the limit with God, right? Even further, like God has so much planned for each and every one of us. So it's always good to be wanting to improve. And yeah,
it's so true. I mean, like, so yes, go ahead, make your New Year's resolutions. That's what I would say. But obviously include God in them.
Mm-hmm.
Not just, you know, throwing up, well, I'm going to read the Bible.
Yeah.
You know, okay. Well, how are you going to do it?
Yeah.
You know, and then other things, you know, you make your plans. Maybe you're going to find a new job. Maybe you're going to move somewhere. I don't know. But you make these plans, but you hold them up to God and say, okay, God, this is what I'm thinking. What do you think?
Yeah, is this part of what you have for me in my life?
Yeah. Leave it up to God and say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live here, do this or that. So that's what you got to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's just so true. I've gone through just a new season in my life. We're entering that and I've just been praying. I've been praying about it. Whoa, it's so crazy. I'm stuttering here. but I've been praying about it a lot. And it's something that at the end of the day, you know, being so anxious about it, but God really has made it clear. He's like, Jake, I've provided this opportunity. I've provided this situation for you. And just know that and just allow the stress to fall away because I've lined that up and you've trusted me. You've asked me and I'm showing you.
Yep.